This is Lawrence Fishburne as Dr. Larrabee in the heartwarming family film from 2006, Aquila and the Bee.
Spell prestidigitation.
I'm sorry, sir, but this girl is only 11 and she's already one. Mr. Welch, what is this?
Prestidigitation. Can you spell it?
P-R-E-S-T-I-D-I-G-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. Prestidigitation.
Back in 2006, when Kiki Palmer was jump roping and spelling her way into our hearts as the fictional Aquila, there was so much that had not yet happened for Black girls. We'd not yet had a Black First Lady. FLOTUS Obama gave us that in January 09. We'd not yet had a Black Disney princess. Tiana premiered in December of 2009. And we not yet had a Black woman vice president. VP Kamala Harris made this a reality earlier this year. And we certainly did not yet have a real-life, brilliant, basketball-dribbling Black girl champion of the Scripps Spelling Bee. But now...
Maria. M-U-R-R-A-Y-A.
That is correct!
Two weeks ago, 14-year-old Zaila Avant-Garde won the 2021 Scripps National Spelling Bee, becoming the first African-American girl to do so. But if there is one thing we can learn from all these firsts, it's that firsts are rarely the only. Turns out there's a small but robust community of extraordinary Black girl spellers taking on the world one Latin root at a time. And one tiny, mighty champion lives right up the road from me, right here in North Carolina. Here to talk with me about what it's like to compete in the Scripps National Spelling Bee is Kana Gerald of A.L. Stanbeck Middle School in Durham, North Carolina, and her mother, Dr. Carissa Gerald, who is Assistant Professor of Environmental Earth and Geospatial Sciences at North Carolina Central University. Eagle Pride, welcome to the show, to the Geralds.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Kana, I want to start with you. What got you first involved in spelling bees?
So I always loved reading and writing, and I also did a spelling bee in kindergarten, which I won, but it wasn't like a Scripps spelling bee. So I think that's what really pushed me to go and continue going to spelling bees and to continue spelling and reading.
Now, this year, were you in school in person?
I was not.
So you did all of this prep for the spelling bee when remotely and at home?
Yes.
And what was that like? What did a day look like for you?
So I would start off by going to school, and then I would go and I would get my flashcards and my Latin root cards, and I'll turn on some music, and then I'll just be there in there like studying and making sure I know all the words, all the definitions, all of the origins of speech, and having like my mom to the side of me reading off words from the spelling bee list and asking me how to spell the word or like what the root of the word was or what the definition of the word is.
So what kind of music were you listening to?
I listened to K-pop. So I'd be jamming some BTS in the background or some Super M or something in the background.
I love that. I'm completely into that. Kana, I have to say, I smiled when I saw the picture that is on, you know, it's like the Spelling Bee winners photo that is on the middle school website. And kind of poking out of the side is an adorable little head that looks like it's a younger sibling. Are you an older sibling?
Yes, I am the oldest of three. So I have a little brother and a younger sister. And so, yeah, I am the oldest. Yeah.
And were they helpful or distracting when you were trying to study for the spelling bee?
A little bit of both. My brother, he would try to read them off, and then he would get mad at me because I didn't know what the word, like, he didn't pronounce the word correctly. And I'd be like, what is the word? And I'll ask him again, and he'll be like, no, you're saying it wrong. And I'd be like, but I don't know what you're trying to say.
Now, Professor Gerald, I want to draw you in here because it's oftentimes when exceptional young people are in the public eye, you know, folks will sometimes assume, oh, it's really just the parents who are pushing. So, Mom, what has been your role in Kana's spelling success?
I definitely would say that Kana has been proactive herself and really innately pushing herself and, you know, having those driving forces. I have only facilitated at this point. A lot of the words I honestly could not pronounce myself. If it was a science word, I remember autophagy and hemorrhage and some of those. But other than that, she was on her own. But anything that she needed, I tried to make sure she had. We went to the store and we bought all kinds of highlighters and gel pens and index cards, Latin root word. Index cards with the different pronunciations, suffixes and prefixes, and all that kind of stuff. I took a medical terminology class a long time ago at NCANT, and so I remembered all that stuff, and I said, wow, she probably needs that. So I just brought all that kind of stuff back into remembrance and said, hey, let me just fill her up and pour into that picture as much as possible so that she would be able to, you know, have those opportunities. So really, it's mostly her. I just make sure that whatever she's trying to do, she has everything or any resource that she needs to complete it.
I love that. Kana, you made it to the Scripps National Spelling Bee after you won your regional bee, and you made it all the way to 139th out of 209, which is a really big deal. How'd it feel for you?
I was very surprised. I didn't think I would be able to do something like this. I was also very nervous, but like because it was a lot of pressure, I think, coming from like learning different words that you maybe have like never heard before or words that weren't even English. And then I was also proud of myself because I went to the National Spelling Bee. And again, that was something that I never thought I would be able to do.
Talk to me about sort of what kinds of things you need to know in order to learn to spell. I think some folks feel like it's just memorization, but this sounds like it goes way beyond that.
So I think you need to learn more about different languages. I'm not saying go and like become fluent in a different language, but I am saying you should go and look at some of root words and the origins of where most of like the root words come from. So if you have like something that isn't Japanese and then you go and it's in Roman and it's romanicized and then you look at the root for that. And then if you have something that's in Greek and then you translate it and then you look at the root for that, then that's how you can figure out what the word means, or at least infer what the word means, and tell how to use it in a sentence.
Okay. I love just hearing you talk about the roots and then the connections in these ways. Did you learn any of this from your mom, who seems like she knows an awful lot about the world and how it works? She's got a pretty extraordinary academic record herself as a professor. Like, have you been, as a young person and maybe really oldest in your family, watching your mom and thinking, all right, I've got a big brain like that?
Yeah, it does definitely come from my mom. I think she has always been like a role model to me. So I've definitely learned a lot of these things from my mom.
Dr. Gerald, how's that feeling for you as a teacher and as a researcher to hear your daughter speak in these ways?
It's heartwarming. It's so heartfelt. I don't want to cry, but I'm thankful for her. And I'm thankful that, you know, I could be in this field, in this area of expertise, and be able to pass that along to her. It makes me feel so awesome. I am warm and fuzzy all inside.
Kana, talk to me a little bit about the actual Scripps Spelling Bee, which is kind of like an Olympics for spellers. What was the hardest part and the best part?
The hardest part was learning all of those words and learning different origins. Even though it may seem easy, it's a lot of different word parts. So learning the different origins of speech and learning about different words and the different definitions was very hard, especially when a word has like a homonym or like a homophone. It's like, oh man, I don't know what that is. But then I think the best part of the spelling bee was meeting new people who also enjoy reading and words and learning about different words. Like, you get to learn about different words from other cultures and from other places. And now you have something to add to your vocabulary that you can use when you're just talking to someone.
Do you talk like a spelling bee champion when you're just like talking to your friends and listening to K-pop?
Not really, but I think sometimes I like to spring in big words to like to like mess with them a little bit.
I love that. Were your friends back home who are maybe not spellers? Because I have to say, there's different ways to be brilliant and different ways to be great. And folks may be brilliant in all kinds of things, but not be good spellers. So you might have great friends who just are not good spellers, but were they like rooting for you? Were they in your corner during all of this?
They definitely were. My one friend, she took a picture of me on her TV and she sent it to me. And I was like, oh my goodness. She was like, yeah, she was cheering me on.
I love that. And what are you doing these days since you're not practicing for the Scripps Spelling Bee?
I currently am in summer camps. So I had a 2-week summer camp in Ag Discovery that was hosted by Fresno State in California. And I learned about strawberries and the different agriculture that naturally grows in California and how it contributes to their economy. And I am now currently in a Step Up to STEM science camp, and I'm learning about spectrometers and light and how red absorbs the green light and how blue and all that absorbs orange light. And then I've been playing piano for a while, so I'm going to be continuing on that and making sure that I stay up on my piano.
So Kana, you talking about strawberries and ag camp had me misting up. For folks who've been listening to the show this summer, they'll know I live on a couple of acres here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I've got the chickens and the ducks and all the vegetables growing. And I got to say, Dr. Gerald, when I saw your bio and then one that you grew up here in Winston-Salem where I live, that you're a North Carolina A&T Aggie and currently teaching at North Carolina Central, two of our foundational Black colleges here, and that you did your undergrad degree in animal science, I just kind of feel like I just want to sit around and farm with y'all.
Yes, please come on down. Come on down. My fiance actually has a farm and he has chickens and we have eggs and all that. So yes, please come on down.
we can collaborate.
I love it.
This is happening. So first of all, y'all come down to Winston. We'll hang out with my chickens. I'll come up to Durham. I'm going to hang out with your chickens. This is just, it's going to be like a chicken festival, but we're not going to have our chickens hang out with each other because that's bad biosecurity. Kana, I want you to talk to me a little bit about high school. So I keep introducing you by your middle school name, but you're heading off to high school in the fall. Where are you going? And do you have any big plans?
So I'm going to be going to Cedar Ridge High School. I am very nervous. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go, but I guess I have to. So I'm very nervous about that. My big plans, I want to try to get into a robotics club. So I'm going to try to do that. I'm going to continue to read more because I love to read. So I'm going to try to find some new books and look for some more things to read. I'm going to continue learning new words, as always, because learning new words can open many doors for you. So, yeah.
I love that. And don't be nervous. I think there's a whole lot of us who've got your back as you go off to high school. I have one last question for you. And we started by talking about like the fact that in 06, when Akila and the Bee came out long before, I know 06 must seem like the beginning of time to you. But now we have a real life Black girl who is the Scripps Spelling Bee champion. What does that mean to you?
I am very, very proud of her. She represents everyone in the Black community. She represents all girls, all Black people. I think that what she did was awesome. I would like to say congratulations to her if she's watching. I'm very like kind of surprised, but not at the same time because she is very brilliant, but surprised because I never seen this happen, and now I'm like a part of history that I never thought I would ever be a part of.
Kana Gerald, who is a part of history and I'm sure will continue to make history, and to Dr. Carissa Gerald, who is my new professorial poultry buddy here in North Carolina, assistant professor of environmental, earth, and geospatial sciences at North Carolina Central University. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.